All right, guys.
All right, that's awesome, man. You know, here we are, the beginning of June. You know, probably one of the most highly anticipated months in Ameriplan, I think, and probably Ameriplan's history. And we're just in position to have just an exceptional amount of growth. And to hear these people chiming in, Scott, who are people using the system, people here for training to better themselves, better their team. It's exciting to see that. I know I've talked just kind of about all the people. It's just an accumulation of everybody across the country, different organizations, different teams, all here for the common goal. They want, you know, to build their business, to have a huge amount of momentum going into convention. And I know it's going to be exciting sitting there watching you know, all these people. We hear the names on the call, but watching them go across the stage and announce, you know, their name and, you know, their pen level, and just to see the success people have had, you know, over the last 6 months since Champions Weekend. And I know that's going to be one thing that I'm just going to be, you know, real proud of seeing that and knowing, man, you know, this system has been able to really change people's lives, like you said in the past, Scott. And so I think it's just really exciting to see all the different people come on board and knowing where a lot of you guys have been, where you're at now, and the direction you're going, building momentum into convention. So, you know, you guys are in the right place. This is the MyBookerLeads.com for Cutting Edge Media training that we have tonight. You're here because you want to hear training. I mean, you want to get the nuts and bolts of how to do this thing on the internet. And there's no better teacher than live prospecting. I mean, you get the good, the bad, the ugly, you name it. This is what it takes to build a business on the internet. And you're going to get, you know, you're going to get a heavy helping, or two teaspoons of this stuff tonight. And we're so fortunate to having that grasp on it tonight and doing it. But like we do every week, we want to kick this call off with, you know, our own, he makes fun of me all the time for saying it, but our own private representative, I mean, the go-to guy for Cutting Edge Media, between Cutting Edge and Ameriplan. This guy is really tirelessly working. He works a lot of hours for us to make sure that we have the highest quality prospect that's out there, that money can buy, so that you can turn this thing around in your business and have the return on investment and really build your business in the right direction. So I don't want to steal too much of his thunder, because I know he likes to talk a lot himself. So at this time, we want to introduce to you guys our rep through Cutting Edge, Scott Houston. Oh, you were talking about me? Oh, yeah. No. Well, everyone, this is Scott. Scott Houston, if you haven't met me, please feel free to call me anytime. We have this call every week, and we always have a lot of fun. And just kind of to go off of what John said, training and information and the things that you plug yourself into to reach the level of success that you choose in your company, calls like this will definitely play a role, because training and the information will, you know, be a very, very important variable on how fast you get to your goals. And there's not really, in my personal opinion, there's not really any way better to educate, you know, many people quickly on the realities of prospecting, overcoming objections, and just the day-to-day, the in and out of what happens when you're building your business on the internet. And as John mentioned, we're all here tonight because of www.mybrokerleads.com, which is another tool, another resource. I always mention to everyone before we do this call that there are a lot of great ways to build your business. This one, however, has, you know, been bringing tremendous results to a lot of people over the last 5 to 6 months, and we're having a lot of fun because we're really educating everyone just on the realities, and the training and information, as I said, is going to always play a large role in how much success you have in your business. So I encourage all of you, you know, anytime you have the opportunity, especially if you're new on the call tonight, anytime you have the opportunity to listen in on the call that your upline does, or, you know, just listen to him make calls, or even ask them to make calls with you so that they can critique you. Because if you're really, you know, if you're really serious about building your business, regardless of how you're doing it, whether you're working with us or you're building in your local market, or you're, you know, you're sending out flyers, whatever it might be, you're still going to have to talk to people. This is a people business, and in John's presentation and in Annette's presentation, you know, one of the main questions that they ask every prospect is, do you consider yourself coachable? Are you an individual that's open-minded enough to work with a team? Because that's one of the valuable assets that your company provides, the, you know, the leadership and the communication and all the support to help you get to wherever you want to go. So we always have a lot of fun with it. You know, always stay plugged in. If anybody is unfamiliar with this program, in a nutshell, we've developed a system to keep live prospects, or I call them live, basically a real-time prospect, somebody that just requested information off of the internet. We set it up so that you have one, two, three, however many you choose per day. And if you have any questions on how to set that up, certainly give me a call. My information or the number is on mybrokerleads.com. But activity in this business is a must. You know, you have to be talking to people to build your business. And when you will have to go through the trial and error process. Every leader out there that is making significant money has been, you know, with Ameriplan for more than a month, more than 6 months in almost every case. Because this is a business, and if you treat it like a business, not a hobby, hobbies will cost you money, businesses will make you money, and you know, when you stay plugged in long enough to, you know, all the resources and information available, your odds of success are much greater. But it's just so easy to give up, but the people that don't are the people that get to the top. So make sure that you have a clear understanding of your objectives and where you want to go and your goals. And again, I can't stress it enough, just stay plugged into all the information that's available to you. When you have leaders like Annette and John Nordstrom and you know, Rick, I heard Rick on the call tonight, you know, listen to the things that they have to say, because in a lot of cases they're making more money than, you know, than a lot of the newer people in the company, because they've been there. They've gone through the trial and error processes, because you will. I mean, you're going to have to, I call it failing your way to success, because you have to do things wrong to understand how to do them right and do them more effectively, and then you tweak your presentation, and then you end up being the coach and coaching your organization as you go and educating them. You know, always take time to listen to people that, you know, are making more money than you, because in most cases they can show you something that you might not know. But without taking up too much more time here of the call, we are going to get some live prospecting underway with my good friend Annette Grass. And as John mentioned, anything can happen. This is totally impromptu. However, I did have a couple requests, actually quite a few requests, from individuals that said, you know, we do a lot of just initial first call, which, you know, our goal is to get, you know, get presentations out there. Let all of you listen to Annette or John or whoever's on the call. Present the business, overcome objections, and just kind of, you know, roll with the punches. But we've had multiple requests for, because follow-up is an essential part of your business as well. When you're, you know, when you're getting back in touch with a prospect that might not have made a decision, and even after these calls, you know, they're being followed up with, and in a lot of cases that we've had so far, we've had people come into the business. They might not have come in on the first call, or maybe we even left a message for them. But with follow-up and persistence, you know, we've drummed up some great business from the lead. So with that, I'm going to ask my good friend Annette to hop out there. How's it going, Annette?
Great.
You excited?
I am excited. I just love doing this call.
Do you have any butterflies?
No, not at all.
John usually gets butterflies.
That's what he told me, yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm nervous for you now.
Are you nervous for me? I just have a lot of fun with this call. I really enjoy all the feedback that I get from people that have been on the call, and I just feel privileged to be able to do it.
Well, I always joke about butterflies, because regardless of where you're at in your business, it's okay to have butterflies. If you don't, even better than that. And real quick, one thing I do want to mention that we're kind of talking about here with follow-ups and stuff, this is a momentum business. And to start off day one, brand spanking new, either in the company or in a lead source, and to right off the bat, people signing up left and right like you've been in this thing for years, it's a difficult thing. It is a momentum business, and follow-up builds that momentum. As Scott's been saying, you make the initial contact, and they may want to share it with their spouse or check things out, look at the website a little bit longer. And as that builds up, I think follow-up is an extremely important part of this business, because you don't generally write the most amount of business first 3 days in a system or in a company. You generally write the most amount of business 1 to 2 months anyway after you've had a time to fill up that pipeline, and you're making those follow-up contacts. And I remember, early on in this thing, struggling, how do I recontact somebody? I don't have the energy anymore of giving the presentation, just kind of starting from scratch and going off some of the notes that I'd jotted down from the last time they called. So, Scott, I think it's real important that the people did request, some follow-up calls there, because that's just as much part of the business as, giving the presentation to begin with. And so I think that's real important there. I just wanted to throw that in real quick.
Okay.
I apologize for interrupting you there.
That's a real important thing that you mentioned, too, is to make notes when you're talking to people. Because when I do a follow-up, a lot of times there's a reason I'm following up. Either they need to talk to their spouse, or, for example, I have a follow-up tonight that I've been talking to her off and on since April. And she had a death in the family and had a lot of things going on. And so I'm gonna bring that up in my follow-up call. I know things have been kind of challenging for you lately and with the death in the family and all that's been going on there. But I know you were really excited about getting started with us. And so they know that I'm not just calling a number, that I'm calling them.
Right. I think that's real important. And as far as the nervousness goes, I've heard some crazy things in the past for live calls, and you never know what you're going to hear. It is a live call, even the live follow-ups and stuff like that. But it's real important, everybody who's listening, to jot down notes. And, it's impossible to have the perfect prospect, right? It's impossible to buy a package where every prospect in there is perfect, pristine, served to you on a silver platter. The reality is, you can get anything. And so it's just a real funny bit. I remember, last year listening to some live prospect. I believe it was Steve Luxenberg called a number, and the person he called was already a broker and a marathon in his organization. And so you never know what you're going to come across. Wasn't using this system at all. But just so you guys know that if you're taking notes, we are trying to give you a slice of everyday life, an hour glimpse of what takes place all throughout the day. And so I can't think of anybody better to do these calls on Annette Grass. And I know she's a superstar, one of the top recruiters in the entire company. And so I'm excited just to hear back and listen to her.
Well, thank you, Johnny.
Awesome.
With that, should we go ahead and get started?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to start with a few follow-up calls first, and then we'll move on to some new presentations. Another. Is Wilberson there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Wilberson. This is Annette Graff from Ameriplan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine.
I apologize for being a little late for our call tonight. I got hung up on another call.
No problem.
Now, you went to the website yesterday and looked that over, I assume?
Yeah, I haven't gotten a chance to look at that website yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Okay. Have you thought of any questions that you had regarding the conversation we had yesterday?
Yeah, what kind of business is it going to be? And how am I going to work? What do I have to do?
Okay, we're a health benefits company, Wilberson. We don't sell a product like lotions or potions or anything like that. What we market is a package of four health benefits. There's dental, vision, prescription, and chiropractic. And what we've done is we've packaged all of those benefits together. We offer them for less than $20 a month for an entire household. That's even if the household members aren't related. And that's up to 20 members in the home.
Yeah.
That's a great deal, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's why we have over 2 million, almost 2 million people covered on our plan. And it sells like crazy all across the United States because of the price and the fact that the benefits do work so well. And those people that do buy it, they love it, so they keep it long term. And what that means for someone like you and I that market it is that we get paid long term. You know, talking month after month and year after year on every plan we sell.
Yeah. So how would that be sold? How would that be sold?
We actually contact people that have requested information either about our business opportunity or about our benefits. When they visit our website, which you'll have a free professional website of your own.
Yes.
And when they visit your website, when they fill out a form online, immediately their contact information is emailed to you so you can get back in touch with them.
Yes.
And you can enroll them either as a member who's looking just for the benefit plan to save money, or as a broker, someone like us that's looking for a business opportunity to make money.
Yes.
And we teach you how to do all that.
I would be interested in that. I'm kind of interested. And you told me I would have to only put down
$96. $95 to get started.
Yeah.
And we do have a $35 a month overhead for our business. That includes the benefits for ourselves and anybody that lives in our home.
Yeah.
It also gives us several other benefits that are available through the company. It keeps track of our business for us online.
Mm-hmm.
It enables the company to be able to pay us daily. So every time we run business and submit it to the company, it takes a few days to process the application, and then they cut a check and mail it out to us right away.
Yeah.
We're able to get paid, literally have checks in the mail on a daily basis.
Then how much would the pay range be? How much would the terms of pay?
Well, you can get paid anywhere from, the minimum is on an individual membership, you get paid $25 and change. On a family membership, you get paid $35 and change. And on an enrollment for a broker, the minimum enrollment, you get a $100 advance commission.
Yes.
The middle enrollment, you get a $250 advance commission. And on the top enrollment, you get a $450 advance commission. Now, I've literally had days where I've made over $1,000 in just one day.
One day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to have, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yes.
Well, how soon are you looking to get started?
I mean, as soon as I have a chance to get take a look at the website, I will call you back and let you know what my plans are and where can I send the money to.
Well, we'll do that by phone. Wilson, you can do it with a direct debit either from a credit card or from your checking or savings account.
All right, I can get that done on June 7th.
June 7th?
Yes, because I just started this job and I'm going to get paid and I'm going to finish and then put the rest of the money on that account, then we can do it over the phone.
Okay.
Would that be fine?
Sure. What's the best time for me to call you on the 7th?
Like 7 o'clock?
7 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you a call then.
Right.
Wilson, you've got my contact information in that email I sent you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so
is this number fine?
This number is fine, yeah.
All right.
And if you have any questions or you want to talk to me before the 7th, feel free to call me. Otherwise, I will call you on the 7th of June at 7 p.m.
All right.
All right. I'll look forward to talking to you then, Wilberson.
All right. If I have any questions between that time, I'll call you now.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Are we still on?
We are here.
Okay.
I think he was in a tunnel.
Yeah, I think he was on a cell phone anyway, huh? Okay, let's try another follow-up.
All right.
We are unavailable to take your call.
Okay, let's try another. Try them back in a few minutes.
Hi, you're not available right now. Please leave me a message.
Hello?
Hi, is Betty there?
Let me go check.
Thanks.
Nate, you got it.
Cindy? The line is out speaking. Oh,
no. Hello? Hi, Betty. This is Annette Graff.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
You had asked me to give you a call back in first to get you started with Ameriplan.
Yeah.
And I did try and call you yesterday, but I wasn't able to get through to you.
Oh, well, yeah, I had a little running to do yesterday.
Did you want to go ahead and get started today?
What? Hello? Well, I'm not going to have the money to get started.
Okay,
I don't know when I'm going to have the money right now because I don't even have enough money this month out of my money to finish my bills and stuff, so.
Okay.
I'm kind of, you know.
I know, it's kind of catch-22, isn't it?
Yeah.
I need to make money.
I need to make some, but I know I need something to get started, but right now I don't have it.
Well, the sooner we can get you started, the sooner we can change your financial situation for you. How long down the road do you think it's going to be before you can put together the $95 to get started?
Right now, I don't know because, see, like I said, my money only comes to me once a month. And once that's gone, I don't have no more. If some of my family don't give me something, I don't get anything until the next time.
Uh-huh.
So it's, right now it's hard to say.
Okay. Well, certainly by getting you started, we can get you started making some money right away. With your very first broker enrollment, that would pay for your own enrollment. So the sooner we can get you started, the sooner we can put that back in your pocket and get you into a profit in your business. Do you have somebody that might help you out to get you started?
Well, I'm still checking. I won't just give up on it, but I'm still checking.
Okay. Well, when would you like you to check back with you, Betty?
Let it be after Monday because I don't know how my son is gonna be doing right now. I don't know if I can borrow money from him or not. Cause he get paid Monday.
Okay.
And then my other son, he was gonna plan on helping me out, but then this morning he had a major trauma happen to him. Someone stole their van and blew it up.
Oh no!
So now that was without transportation and. And he's in Upton here, Maryland, so.
Okay. Oh, should I just put it down for a call back to you on Tuesday? That way you'll have a chance to check around, see if you can get somebody to help you out?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. And what's the best time to call you on Tuesday?
The morning, better.
Morning?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll give you a call back on Tuesday morning. Let's see. You're in Eastern time zone, right?
Yeah, Eastern time, uh-huh.
Is about 11 a.m. your time okay?
That's fine.
Okay. I'll go ahead and give you a call back on Tuesday morning about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. Have a great night, Betty.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
We still on there?
Yep.
Okay. Bear with me for a second here.
No problem.
Well, let's go ahead and try and do some new presentations now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Christy?
No, it's not, man. It's Tommy.
This is Annette Graff from Ameriplan.
Okay.
Is Christy available?
No, she's not.
Oh, do you know when I'm going to be able to catch her in? She has requested some information from me.
Can I have her reach you back at this number?
Sure. I'm in the office until midnight Eastern time, so she can call late if she needs to.
Okay. All right, I'll have her return your call.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah?
We're here.
Okay. So I got a dial tone when I wasn't supposed to get one, so I want to make sure I didn't disconnect it.
No problem.
Hello.
Hi, is Melissa there?
This is her.
Hi, Melissa. This is Annette Graff from Ameriplan USA.
Mm-hmm.
You were online today and you indicated you were looking for some information about working from home?
Yes, ma'am.
Did I catch you at a good time to talk, Melissa?
No, actually, not right now. It's not.
Okay. What would be a good time for me to call you?
Tomorrow about 2:30.
Okay. I'll have you call in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, is this Shakira?
No, ma'am, she's calling.
This is Annette Graff from Ameriplan. Is Shakira available?
No, she's not. Can I take a message?
Do you know when I might be able to reach her at home? She had requested some information from me. I was just trying to get in touch with her.
Around 11:30.
11:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, it's probably kind of late to call her at that time. Is there a better time to call her?
Well, she's going to be at work until then. You can try tomorrow.
Okay, what's the best time to try her tomorrow?
After 6.
Okay, I'll try and give her a call then.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're sorry.
Hi, you have reached Jackie King, 4-H support for the University of Minnesota Extension Service at the Andover.
I'm going to try her other number.
The subscriber number you have dialed is not in service.
Hello. Hey, is Tavis there?
I'm host calling.
And this is Annette Graff from Ameriplan.
You have to call back tomorrow. She's asleep right now.
Okay. What's the best time to reach her tomorrow?
Probably around 12 in the afternoon.
Okay, I'll give her a call then.
All right.
Thank you.
You have reached 480-219-3663. At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, John. This is Annette Graff from Ameriplan USA. You were online today and requested some information about working from home. My call this evening is just to go over the details about Ameriplan's business opportunity. You can reach me toll-free, 866-411-5454. It's a toll-free voicemail, but if you press 0, it'll put you through to my direct line. Again, this is Annette Graff from Ameriplan USA. That toll-free number, 866-411-5454. I look forward to talking to you soon, John. Hello? I don't know if I had a voicemail on there or not.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it was going to be an answering machine. It just didn't have a message on there.
Yeah, I think I'll just try that one again later.
Hello, this is Lisa. I can't come to the phone right now. Leave your name, number, and a message after the beep, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you. Have a good day.
Hi, Lisa. This is Annette Graff from Ameriplan USA. You were online today and had requested some information about working from home. You can reach me toll-free, 866-411-5454. That's a toll-free voicemail. If you press 0 at the end of the recording, it'll put you through to my direct line. I'm just calling this evening to go over the details on Ameriplan's business opportunity with you. Again, my name is Annette Graff from Ameriplan USA. That toll-free number, 866-411-5454. I look forward to talking to you soon, Lisa.
have reached mailbox number 317652783. Please leave your message at...
I've got a second number I'm going to try yet.
Hello.
Hi, is Daryl available?
No, honey, he's not home.
Oh, do you know when I might be able to reach him at home?
Well, I know he's going away this evening with some friends to Trafalgar, Indiana. And I don't think he'll be back until tomorrow afternoon sometime.
Okay, I'll try and give him a call tomorrow then.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Powers Precision Welding.
Is Tanya in?
I'm sorry, she's not. Who's this?
This is Annette Grass from Ameriplan.
Hi, Annette. Trying to think, have you tried the other phone number?
338-6343.
Yeah, have you tried that?
I haven't tried it yet, no.
Okay, that's, you'll probably be able to reach that anytime after 6 or 7.
Okay.
But if I hear first, I'll be happy to tell her that you're looking for.
Okay. Let me give you my number she can reach me at.
Okay.
It's toll-free 866-411-5454. Tanya had asked for some information about working from home, and I was just calling to give her the details about Ameriplan's business opportunity.
Cool. Well, I'll make sure to give this to her, and I guess that what you might want to do is try the other phone number a little later on this evening, because she should be there. But if not, I'll give it to her as soon as I see her.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I'm like a nice guy.
That's
I want to end with him.
The nicest person I've ever spoke to.
Okay. They got a second number we'll try yet.
Sorry that I missed your call. Please leave your name, phone number that I can return the call to, the day that you called, and the date. And I will return your call as quickly as possible. God bless you, and I'll talk to you later.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press 1 to send a numeric page.
Hi, Carol. This is Annette Graff from Ameriplane USA. You were online today, June 2nd, Wednesday, and had requested some information about working from home. My call this evening is just to go over the details of Ameriplane's business opportunity with you. You can reach me toll-free. That number is 866-411-5454. It's a toll-free voicemail, but if you press 0 at the end of the recording, it'll put you through to my direct line. Again, my name is Annette Graff from Ameriplane USA. That toll-free number, 866-411-5454. I look forward to talking to you soon, Carol.
The number you have reached, 232-1939, has been temporarily disconnected.
I think they needed a business a little bit sooner.
Sounds that way.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Denise. This is Annette Graff from Ameriplane USA. You were online today and had requested some information about working from home. My call this evening is just to go over the details of Ameriplane's business opportunity with you. You can reach me toll-free, 866-411-5454. That's a toll-free voicemail. If you press 0 at the end of the recording, it'll put you through to my direct line. Again, my name is Annette Graff from Ameriplane USA. That toll-free number, 866-411-5454. I look forward to talking to you soon, Denise.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mary?
No, it's not. It's your daughter. Can I help you?
Oh, is Mary available? This is Annette from Ameriplane. She had requested some information online today.
Yeah, there's been like 3 or 4 people call today, ma'am.
Okay. I'm not from Ameriplane.
No.
Okay.
It's just different people like wanting to get her signed up like on a home-based business and stuff like that.
Right. She had requested information about home business and had said that she was looking for a way to get out of debt and
right.
Come home. Is she not wanting to do that now?
Oh, no, she just went here.
Oh, okay. Well, is there a good time to reach her?
Yeah, probably tomorrow around 4 o'clock.
Around 4 p.m., and you're in Eastern time zone?
Yes.
Okay, I'll try and give her a call then. If you've got a pen and paper, I'll be happy to give you my toll-free number where she can call me.
Okay, just wait 1 second, and I'll get that down there and look at them. Crazy kids. Walk in here and light it down on our paper.
You guys get that storm over there in West Virginia?
Oh, it's here now. I mean, it is storming bad out here.
Yeah, my husband's in Kentucky, and he said it just came down in buckets.
Oh, my Lord.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, 866.
866.
411.
411.
5454.
That's easy.
Yeah. And my name's Annette.
A-N-N-E-T-T-E.
And I'm with Ameriplan.
Plan. Okay.
When she calls that toll-free number, if she presses zero after the recording, it'll put her through to my direct line.
Okay.
And I am in the office until midnight your time, so if she wants to call tonight, she can do that.
Okay. Press zero. Okay. I'll short tell her.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, too.
Have a great evening.
You, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I thought at the beginning she was saying, oh, you know, she's just getting bombarded with calls and she's not interested. So it pays to kind of probe a little bit there.
Absolutely.
Do we have time for some more call in here?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 26725087-21 is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Hey David, this is Annette Graff from Ameriplan USA. You were online today and had requested some information about working from home. You can reach me toll free, 866-411-5454. That's a toll-free voicemail. Just press zero at the end of the recording. It'll put you through to my direct line, or you can leave a message. Let me know the best time to reach you. Again, my name is Annette Graff from Ameriplan USA. That toll-free number, 866-411-5454. I look forward to talking to you soon, David. Hi, is Lo there?
Yeah, I don't remember.
All right, thank you.
We are not able to come to the phone at this time. Please you to leave your name and number and we'll call you back as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hi, Carol. This is Annette Graff from Ameriplan USA. You were online today and had requested some information about working from home. My call this evening is just to go over the details of Ameriplan's business opportunity with you. You can reach me toll-free, 866-411-5454. That's a toll-free voicemail, but if you press zero at the end of the recording, it will put you through to my direct line. Again, my name is Annette Graff from Ameriplan USA, and that toll-free number, 866-411-5454. I look forward to talking to you real soon, Carol.
Hey, Annette?
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Johnny?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy. Didn't put you to sleep?
No.
Oh, I'm writing down notes. I'm just kidding. We got a couple of minutes here till the end of the hour. John, did you want to cover a couple of things?
Yeah, absolutely. I did. You know, looking at here we are in June and listening to Annette making the call tonight. I think everybody in Ameriplan, everybody in this call, kind of has the same goal, the common goal here, and that's to build as much momentum going into convention as possible. And having the right kind of expectations, realistic expectations as to what to expect when you are marketing on the internet in general, it's real important. That way, you don't have overinflated goals, or you don't have an idea in your head as to, well, man, I've heard these people write all this business. How come I don't see the results, or whatever it might be? And listening to Annette tonight will hopefully give you guys a better idea as to what you can expect while making phone calls. But you have to look at what you guys want individually as your goals of this month. You know, as I said at the beginning of this call, there's a lot of anticipation this month as to what's going to be coming out in convention and really from convention on. And so I think it's important that everybody has a realistic idea. They set goals for themselves. They have expectations of what they're looking for. And there's two kinds of brokers in Ameriplan at this point of the ball game. There are those who say, I'm going to kick back, I'm going to wait, and I'm going to kind of make sure all my ducks are lined up in a row. And when convention happens, whatever might come out of it, then I'm going to escape convention with a fervor and a tenacity that will knock down the door. So there's those kind of people. And then there's the other kind of brokers who are saying, you know what, I'm going to build as much momentum now and have as much business going in that direction so that when convention comes and with all the momentum and excitement that's going to be coming out of there, I'll already be up to full speed. I'll already have a full wave moving forward. Those are the two types of brokers out there. And now is really kind of, because momentum does take a while to build up, you're looking at about that breaking point right now. If you're going to be one of those people who wants to build the momentum now and carry it through convention, now is really the line that's been drawn in the sand. This is where you got to start building it. And so those of you who are prospecting on the internet, who do have expectations and goals that you want to carry through convention, write down tonight on a piece of paper, or hopefully you were jotting notes down, what you expect for June to build that momentum. Are you looking for two or three brokers? Do you think that's going to build the momentum that you're looking for? And if you're a senior regional sales director or above, do you have some RSDs in your front line that you can work with that have the same desire that you do to build this business that'll help you carry that momentum? Or do you need to continue to recruit to find those people who have the same desire that you do? So now it's really the time to do an assessment of your business. Do you have what it takes to take it to the next level already in place now? Do you need to continue to recruit to find those people who will join you in that fight? And one thing that I tell people in my organization, way back when I first started this thing, first started on the internet, I wanted this thing so bad. And it seemed like I couldn't find people that wanted it as bad as me. And I would always tell my upline, I wish I had an army of me, people who wanted this thing so bad like I do, who, have trouble sleeping at night, want to do this thing every waking moment. And it took recruiting and recruiting and recruiting before I found those people. And, I did find them, and they're in my organization, and they're writing an incredible amount of business, but it wasn't the first three people I enrolled. I had to keep enrolling until I found those. Now you're at a point where Ameriplan's going to be going through some enormous growth. Look at your business and decide, do I have those people that have the same mindset that I have, or do I need to continue to recruit heavily? You always got to be recruiting, but do I need to recruit heavily in search of those people? And now's the time, with this month coming in place, you definitely need to find those people. So if your focus right now is to help your regional sales directors or the seniors in your group to continue to build their business as a form of momentum in your organization, then great. Prospects, being able to have prospects to give people is very important to continue to build the momentum. If you're at a point in your business where you want to say, anyway, I have to continue to recruit frontline brokers to find the people who want it as bad as I do, then now's the time to really sacrifice and stretch yourself, your limits financially, so that you can get those people on board this month and again, build the momentum through. Because I'll tell you what, it does take about 2 or 3 weeks to get full-blown going at it in your business where all your cylinders are working at the same time. It takes about 2 or 3 weeks to do that. So right now, you're at a breaking point and a decision that everybody on the call has to make. You listen to Annette tonight. You know what it takes on a daily basis, not an hourly basis, but a daily basis to make this thing happen. And a lot of people might, I remember early on, you know, after I'd written a lot of business, people would call and say, hey, can I listen to you do some freeway? And I said, sure. And as I'm making those calls, usually the first comment people would make is, so you just keep making phone calls all throughout the day. And that seemed like a no-brainer to me. Like, well, of course. How else am I going to recruit people? People will make phone calls for a half hour or 45 minutes and then just stop. And a couple hours later, maybe start up again. Now, you've listened to Annette a great hour of doing it, but this isn't the only hour of the day Annette's been doing it. She's been doing it all day long. The top recruiters in the company do it all day long. And it's important that if you're going to hit the expectations, you have 5, 10, 15 brokers this month looking for the superstars just like the ones on this call who have the same desire, you're going to have to recruit all day long. Every moment that you have, make those follow-up calls like Annette did tonight. You know, that's important to have that pipeline filled up. So I just want to make sure you've got hopefully a good expectation of what it takes to make the phone call. So what's your monthly expectation to build momentum going into convention? And, you know, I look at, I guess I have to use my organization because it's the only one I'm extremely familiar with, where we were 4 months ago without this system versus where we were 3 months ago introducing this system to where we are today. And ever since, and I'll tell you, Scott, ever since my group has been using these prospects, we have had record growth. We had record growth in March. We outdid ourselves in April. And we just outdid ourselves again in May. And the common denominator is all these new brokers who are coming on board are able to plug into a system and immediately get results with these prospects without any previous experience. And that's what's enabled the record growth in my organization. And I know in several in America, the fact that new brokers can come on board, use the system, all these prospects, use the scripts that are made available to them, and have success right away. And so I wanted to touch on that, Scott, and Annette, on the expectations to have going into convention, come out, and where people are at now and where they want to be.
Absolutely, John. And I couldn't agree with you more on, like, you know, you touched on follow-up. You know, tonight's a perfect example of how follow-up is going to play, you know, a major role in the results from the prospects. As far as presentations and, you know, less than desirable results. But again, I always look at the positive side of things. We learned quite a bit. We got to hear a couple good calls. And, you know, we do these calls every week because, you know, some calls will offer more than others. But the reality is that you have to stay consistent, like you said, John, and just keep plugging away because when you start slowing down, you know, your business slows down with you. So, Annette, did you want to throw anything in before we wrap up?
I think you pretty much said it all there. You know, you just got to be really consistent and keep doing what we're doing tonight over and over and over again. And you're not looking for 100 great people. You're looking for just 3 or 4 great people, people that are just like you, that are serious about building a business and changing their financial future. And when you find those 3 or 4 people, it's going to make a huge impact on your business and on what you're able to achieve. So remember, as you're doing this, you know, just look for those people that are motivated and excited about what you're talking about and then work really hard with them and show them exactly what it takes to build their business.
Absolutely. Well, with that, John, any last thoughts?
I think we're ready to go.
Awesome. Well, everyone have a good night. Annette, you're awesome. Thanks for doing the call tonight. And everyone that hopped on, thank you very much.